From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service announced it's canceling the July cattle report and discontinuing all county estimates for crop and livestock due to budget restraints beginning this year. NCBA's Ethan Lane says it's disingenuous for the same agency that touts its commitment to transparency to arbitrarily cease publication of reports which provide just that. NCBA contends the July cattle report and county estimates provide critical industry data. Senator Chuck Grassley calls on Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to move forward with a bipartisan farm bill in short order. Grassley is urging Schumer to hold true to his commitment to seek compromise with Republicans by passing a five-year farm bill reauthorization this year. The Iowa Republican says farmers across the country deserve the stability of a new five-year farm bill as opposed to another one-year extension. And Undersecretary Alexis Taylor will lead the USDA Agribusiness Trade Mission to India April 22nd through 25th. The USDA says the delegation of 47 businesses, organizations, and officials from 11 state departments of agriculture speaks volumes about the export sales opportunity the world's most populous country represents for U.S. food and ag producers. Last year, India reduced tariff requirements for U.S. poultry products, vegetables, fruits, pulses, and tree nuts, strengthening our agribusiness trade relationship.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.